If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It is Chris McMullen with your Fantasy Sports News Update. Plenty of stuff to talk about with NBA free agency, but I want to get to this, guys. The NBA is formally exploring how it might use its 75th anniversary season as an opportunity to test some of its bolder initiatives. Not only a midseason cup and a postseason play-in tournament, but also a reduction in the 82-game regular season schedule. On a June 17th conference call, a committee that consists of approximately a dozen top team executives from both basketball and business operations discussed with the league office ideas for alternatives to the traditional NBA schedule for the 2021-2022 season. In what sources characterize as a wide-ranging brainstorming session with accompanying documents, participants contemplated how the NBA could introduce the aforementioned tournaments as well as an abbreviated slate of regular season games to accommodate the additional events. According to those with knowledge of the conversation, the proposed reforms would be adopted initially as a pilot program. The NBA would have the chance to observe the trial run and evaluate the long-term viability of such a scheduled design. Supporters of a new mid-season cup-style tournament acknowledge the difficulty of its implementation without a corresponding reduction in the number of regular season games. For instance, trimming games off the current 82-game schedule would have the vast revenue implications for teams that have commitments to local broadcast partners and rely on revenue from attendance at live games. Guys, this could make the betting world very, very interesting come in a season, especially with this idea of a mid-season tournament.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. They've also talked about doing something like that instead of to change the lottery system and have all the teams that don't make the playoffs have a kind of tournament to see who gets the number one overall pick. You know, sometimes, like, yeah, a lot of these things sound cool, but also, Adam Silver, on some level, you need to stop tinkering. You know, and just let it be a little bit.
All right, guys. Well, you know what? Now we have the NBA news you really want to hear, the free agency drama. NBA league sources are coming out to say the Houston Rockets are reaching out to NBA teams with significant salary cap space to individually offer center Clint Capella, guard Eric Gordon, and forward P.J. Tucker as a prelude to their pursuit of a sign-and-trade deal for Philadelphia 76ers all-star Jimmy Butler. Sources also said the Rockets want to secure the best available first-round pick acquired for any one of the three players as part of a larger deal with Philadelphia for Butler. Redirecting salaries elsewhere for Butler could deliver the 76ers a large trade exception that it could use in acquiring a player over the course of the next year. Capella has 4 years, $66 million left on his contract. Gordon has $14 million left on his, and Tucker, $16 million over 2 years left on both their contracts. Only $2.6 million of Tucker's second year is guaranteed. Seeming more likely that the New York Knicks will lose out on top free agents like Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Kawhi Leonard, Mark Stein of New York Times is reporting that they now have their sights on Durant's teammate, DeMarcus Cousins. According to Stein, the Knicks are weighing the prospect of extending a quote-unquote considerable one-year offer to the veteran center, Boogie.
Toronto Raptors center Mark Gasol accepted the one-year player option Wednesday for next season. The value is approximately $25.6 million, marking the final season of a five-year contract Gasol signed with the Memphis Grizzlies in 2015. Had the 34-year-old Spaniard not accepted this prior to Thursday, he would have become a free agent on Sunday. Raptors star Kawhi Leonard also has a one-year player option in his deal with a deadline for a decision Saturday, but he's expected to turn down and become a free agent Sunday after leading Toronto to its first NBA title. Guard Danny Green is the other Raptors regular slated to become a free agent. College World Series in a season where Vanderbilt swept the Southeast Conference regular season and tournament titles, set league records for wins, tied the record with 13 draft picks in MLB, and lost back-to-back games just twice. The only fitting ending was for the Commodores to become national champions. And that's what they did. Mason Hickman and Jake Etter combined for 14 strikeouts. Michigan East Carl Kaufman was knocked out in the fourth inning. And the Vanderbilt Commodores won the College World Series with an 8-2 victory in Game 3 of the finals over Michigan Wednesday night. Vandy freshman Kumar Rocker, who was dominant in two College World Series starts, selected the most outstanding player. And finally, guys, Major League Baseball, Yankee slugger Giancarlo Stanton went back on the 10-day injured list Wednesday with a sprained right knee, barely a week after returning from a series of setbacks that kept him out of action for almost 3 months. The off-injured outfielder was hurt, this time on a head-first slide against Toronto on Tuesday night. Manager Aaron Boone is saying that it's likely Stanton will be sidelined for longer than 10 days. He will not be going on the trip to London when the Yankees go to face their rival, the Boston Red Sox, in hopes that London would actually enjoy baseball, guys.
And what was the name of that boxer, Dane, in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, the one that you always started with? What was that guy's name?
Glass Joe.
There's Stanton. There you go. There you go. They're brothers.
Unbreakable Mr. Glass kind of action.
Yeah. One shot, and he goes down.
Lenny Dykstra tweeting again, by the way.
Ooh, is Bobo the Clown in there?
No, but it's interesting.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let me rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah, good old Glass Joe there is what Giancarlo Stanton. Only I don't think Glass Joe made $250 million. I don't think that was anywhere around that. But he did get.
Well, if he was a college athlete, he couldn't even make money off his likeness in that video game.
That's a good point. And he was always so very easily just you breathed on him and he went down, which seems to be what Giancarlo year has been here for the New York Yankees. Welcome in here. Make it rain to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, as we try to look ahead here for the week. In fact, and I'm just so glad I got the reminder here, but we know the quarterfinals continue here today in the World Cup. Is that correct, Dane?
Yes.
And our boy Charles Michel will join us up at 8:20, we'll get Charles on the phone. Nice. and get his look, because he, I believe he's got a big circle around that game here today, and really, really, really likes one of the sides. Nice. Plus, he'll preview the U.S. France that everyone is waiting for, that matchup tomorrow. So we'll get his thoughts. Charles Michel will join us at 8:20 here on Make It Rain. Also, some news that coming out here. Expect Craig Kimbrell in for a debut, I believe, this weekend, right? Looks like tomorrow they're going to be adding him, yep, to the 40-man roster. He has been pitching in AAA Iowa since June 16th. He threw a perfect 2-strikeout inning this week, and really will probably be his last tune-up performance. Also, Noah Syndergaard is on his way back Sunday to the Mets, who only the Mets could lose the way they lost last night to the Philadelphia Phillies, as the downfall continues. And I will say this right now, and I'm so glad I started watching this kid, because I wasn't sure what to expect. People have been talking about him, but my word, this kid, Jeff O'Neill for the New York Mets, if you guys want to know, McNeil, yeah, if you guys want to, Venmo Brines of the world, if you guys want to know what it was like growing up watching Wade Boggs and Tony Gwynn hit, and guys that, guys that, you know, were actual hitters. Yeah, this is a guy you want to watch. 2-for-4 again last night. Hit a home run by accident. But this is a guy I think is, you want to, one of the only guys I know that can hit for average in this game today. We'll talk a little more about him moving along here, but remember this name, Jeff McNeil, all-star. Guy is going to be a beast in Major League Baseball.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover has student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Weekend wagers.
When you're a good, solid ball player, you have 3 offers. Are you playing with, for what are we going to call these guys, the X-Rays? Which I think is a great name, by the way. You're going to play for the X-Rays?
The X-Rays.
No! It's the best thing going.
Oh,
it's
sure is.
It would have to. This is the only thing I like about it, by the way, is the name. The EX-Rays would be fantastic. It would have to be that name.
But the X-Rays. Yeah, that's awesome.
Saturday and Sunday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
I gotta hand it to Pavona and the guys in the pit of misery there. Ask and you shall receive, right? A little Mike Tyson punch out there, a little glass Joe. What was he?
3-5-9-6-9. You go straight to Mike Tyson.
You go right to Tyson. Love that. And no Glass Joe, but unfortunately, that's what the Yankees are dealing with right now. Their very own Glass Joe in Giancarlo, who is on the DL, but they got a couple of days off as they are on their way to London for the very first time. Major League Baseball, Red Sox, Yankees, two of the biggest brands in the world, will be playing a game in a center field dimension that is the shortest it's been in Major League Baseball history. 375, the dead away center field. Keep in mind, they built this stadium, this baseball field, inside a soccer stadium there. So they really didn't have a lot of options outside of, you know, 375, the dead center field. So it's going to be a little different than Yankee Stadium, I'm thinking there, Dane, right? Dimensions just a little bit different to center field there.
To center field, yes, but you know, Yankee Stadium does have the short porch and right, obviously, that we know about at only 314. But yeah, I mean, I am very intrigued to see what kind of totals the books hang on this.
Yes, exactly. That should be very interesting.
To not take it, Joe, to not take the over. Would you take it at 13.5?
I probably would, you know, because I just
at 14.5.
14, I might have to think. I would probably go 13. I would. I think 14 might be the line, but I would go 12, 13, absolutely. With 375, the dead center.
So much sense, Joe. You take the over on 13.5. That's where we are these days.
That's exactly correct.
What, like 60 last year as totals? It was absolutely ridiculous. People were still taking the over, and it was still hitting, like New Orleans, New England, KC, LA, yep. KC. You know, it was like Big 12 totals, and now it's coming to Major League Baseball as well.
With those kinds of dimensions and the juice balls and being, you know, they might be even extra juiced given the fact that they know how many people are going to be tuned into this game around the world. We could get we could get 10-8, no problem. 10-9 games, no problem there. But crazy. But that's going to be fun over the weekend. Looking forward to seeing how that all shakes out. And baseball is coming up to the All-Star break as well. Have you bothered to, have you looked at all, Dane, on the All-Star ballots there? Have you checked out, have you voted there? Because, you know, obviously it's a little different.
Yeah, they're doing it differently with like the three finalists then and stuff like that. So I'm excited about that, Joe. You know, I'm out all next week. But when I'm back, it'll be, I think, the week of the All-Star game.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm excited to talk to you about the Home Run Derby. And I've always had a platform, Joe, of how All-Star Weekend should change, other events that should be added for fan engagement. I'm excited to share that with you when I come back in a few weeks. But no, I have not seen the All-Star voting necessarily.
I'm going to give you a couple of guesses as to who's leading. It's interesting because Major League Baseball put, of course, you know, who else is there? But you've got Sanchez for catching, McCann for the White Sox, and Chirinos for the Astros are your three American League catching options.
That's going to be Gary Sanchez.
Luke Voit is a first-base option, along with C.J. Cron for the Twins and Carlos Santana for the Indians. Altuve, who I think is finally back, if I'm not mistaken.
He played three games. He came back. Yeah. I saw him on full-timers.
How about the kid Tommy La Stella from the Angels, huh? Unbelievable year he is having, too, former Cub there. But really, second base, DJ LeMahieu. Is there anybody? The guy is...
Talk about a guy who can hit for average. DJ LeMahieu, I think, is over 330 right now as well.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for you guys to actually see the trend here. At shortstop, Carlos Carrera for the Astros, Jorge Polanco for the Twins, and, oh yeah, Gleyber Torres for the New York Yankees.
Trend, by the way, there's your trend.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Third base, shall we go down? Alex Bregman, unbelievable. Hunter Dozier for the Royals, also great. Oh, yeah, Gio Urshela for the Yankees, too, by the way, is an option.
There's your friend. Where's Miguel Andujar? He wasn't still getting votes also?
No. We'll go to the outfield here now.
Stanton, Hicks, Gardner. What do we got?
Let me see what we got here. Mookie Betts, Michael Brantley, Joey Gallo. Austin Meadows, Josh Reddick, Eddie Rosario. Like, you, man, what a year he's having. My word. George Springer of the Astros, Mike Trout, and, oh, yeah, Aaron Judge is on that list as well. In fact, the only place the Yankees do not have somebody to vote for on the All-Star list is the designated hitter spot, which belongs to either Nelson Cruz, J.D. Martinez, or Hunter Spence. And I think J.D. is certainly somebody that you would have to consider there. Another pretty good year, but Hunter Spence and the Rangers, not a lot of people spending time talking about him, but quietly again yesterday, I told you, even though it was Matt Boyd, Mike Minor, again, quietly, the Rangers are just dominating the teams that they play, even up against their number ones. Rangers ended up winning again yesterday. Mike Minor was fantastic, but yeah, here you go again, man. It's like Yankee. Let's see. We could theoretically have, I don't know, the entire starting Yankees wrote lineup in for the All-Star game, my friend. And can I tell you, I wouldn't be mad, because every one of them has anybody been having a better. I mean, Gary Sanchez. I mean, the guy batted 186 last year. What he has done in 1 year is anybody who thought that he was going to be a 186 career hitter. You guys are out of your mind. The Braves seem to be
saying the Yankees should extend him off a 180 season because his market value, we could get him on the cheap after that season and like lock him into a good contract.
I agree.
If you expect that not to bounce back, you're crazy.
Yeah, in the National League, they have their own version of the Yankees in the National League, and it's the Braves.
It's the Dodgers, right? Oh, it's the Braves.
No, it's the Braves. You've got Brian McCann at catcher, Freddie Freeman at first base, Ozzie Albies at second, Dansby Swanson at short, Josh Donaldson at third, Ronald Acuna Jr., along with Nick Markakis in the outfield. So the Braves are across the board. Same thing like the Yankees. The Braves have almost their entire starting lineup there as a possible all-star. And you're right. I would have thought Dodgers for sure. But, of course, Cody Bellinger is out there. Jock Peterson is out there for them. But it's really Cubs, Braves, Rockies. I mean, that's kind of what we see. Grandal, of course, for the Brewers, but Josh Bell for the Pirates is a guy. Ketel Marte for the Diamondbacks, but Trevor Story, of course, who's coming into his own. Nolan Arenado, Chris Bryant. It's Braves, Cubs, Rockies, man. I mean, it's amazing. That's kind of what we're looking at from the All-Star perspective.
And that makes sense when you look at these offenses, when you look at just the runs scored of these teams, like in the National League, right? Who has the most runs scored? The Rockies, followed by the Braves, followed by the Dodgers. When you look at the American League, who has the most runs scored? Well, it's the Twins, followed by the Yankees, followed by the followed by the Rangers, right? And the Mariners are in there as well as a kind of, with your...
Yes.
It had Edwin Encarnacion. Haniger was off to a good start as well. So it makes sense. These are the offenses. These are the guys we talk about hitting home runs, blowing up bullpens left and right. So it makes sense.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's I don't know if fans realize that they can vote. You know, everything is online now, so you can go ahead and do that. And, of course, it's in Cleveland, July 9th. So just around the corner here, guys. Winners are going to be announced, I believe, next Thursday night. Full rosters will be revealed by Sunday. The managers are Alex Cora for the American League, Dave Roberts for the National League. And then, of course, I think the real interesting part with this is who you're going to start for the pitchers, really? Because isn't that been the big head scratcher here? Because we go through this every time, right? Who's going to pitch just before the All-Star break? Who's not going to be allowed to throw? That kind of situation there.
Right. Who started on Sunday?
Who started on Sunday? That kind of thing. American League home field advantage there, which means the DH is going to be hitting. So I'm looking forward to seeing it, man. I really, really am. Maybe it's just because I'm a homer and I love the Yankees, but I can't wait to see what the score is. Usually we get these, 4-1, 3-1, those kinds of things. Could we possibly see a 12-10 game in the All-Star game? Is that possible?
Because the adage is great pitching beats great hitting, right? Like in playoff baseball and stuff. So I think this is, to be honest, when we're in these three true outcomes and this how it's gotten, the All-Star game might be a great test case to see if great pitching still great hitting.
Strasburg on the mound today. We'll go ahead and talk about the lineups and what's going on. We'll make it rain for you. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Wow, damn. Haven't heard this song in a long time. All right, guys, welcome in here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. As this Thursday, we've got a little bit of everything going on here. Major League Baseball coming up your way. People getting ready, of course, for... We've got a golf tournament coming up. NBA free agency opens up for business there on Sunday. But we got some World Cup action. Day off yesterday. We're all waiting for, of course, the U.S. team, U.S. versus France. But there's a couple other quarterfinal matches set up. One today, of course, England versus Norway. Don't forget, we've got Germany, Sweden, and Netherlands, Italy. And it was interesting, too, Dan, because I know you brought up the whole Germany women thing, and there's a couple of underdogs here. People not talking. I mean, we've spent so much time talking about the U.S. and France, but dare I say, don't sleep on some of these other teams that are still in the quarterfinals here.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned Germany yesterday because they're on the other side of the bracket from the U.S. and France, and they're at +400. A lot of people think that they are the big boy, big girls on the other side of the bracket. You know, so I like Germany, and also, you know, some of these teams like the Netherlands, England, they're viable as well. Once you get past the Netherlands, I don't see it. I don't see Sweden, Norway, or Italy taking it. But, you know, if you want to fade the U.S. and France, Germany, England, and the Netherlands are all interesting options. In my opinion, we'll see what our guy Charles Michel says.
Yeah, we're going to try to get Charles on the line here with us, one of our favorite soccer handicappers here. To join us, see what he does. He really likes, I believe, a side here in this England versus Norway game. 3 o'clock here today in France.
These
England
things worry me, though, with the extra time, man. The extra time with the draw really worries me. It really does. So you can get them. Now, for example, a lot of books, they'll offer this game as the three-way play with the draw and extra time. But they'll also offer it as, like, just which team will advance to the semis, which is considering extra time and if it goes to penalty kicks. But in that case, you'll get the favorite, you know, with a lot more juice on it. So, for example, England today in regulation is -110. But overall, if you consider them even with extra time or with the penalty kicks or whatever, then they go to -170, 175. So if you want to play it safe and account for everything, you just got to play the extra juice.
Yeah, their odds to advance. I mean, England -170, Norway +150. So obviously a favorite and a underdog there. But you're right, regulation +105, Norway +225. The draw, has the draw cashed at all? Have we seen... Has that cashed money at all during this this World Cup at plus 215?
Yes.
There was
one that went to penalty kicks. This Norway team before, when they played Australia in the last round, it went to penalty kicks. So, yeah, that the draw has hit. I think that's the only one that went to extra time so far was the Norway-Australia match in the round of 16.
All right, let's bring in our friend Charles Michel here, part of the TwoSportsInvestors.com group here, one of the best soccer handicappers we know. And Charles, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. Quarterfinals, of course, USA-France tomorrow, but let's talk about England and Norway today, 3 o'clock on Fox. England, obviously, the clear favorite here over Norway. What do you think about this game coming up here today?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. Definitely am looking forward to this particular matchup. England have, you know, in certain matches looked really good, and then others not so well. And Norway have been steady the whole way through. So and I don't know if you've heard in the England camp, they're also experiencing an illness as well. So a few of the players might not be at full strength. So I definitely... I mean, this could be another tight. I don't know if you've noticed the lines, all of them are tight. Goals are going to be at a premium in all the matches. I think except maybe the Netherlands and the Italy match as well. But I would say it's going to be a hard-fought one. If England take it, maybe a 1-0, but maybe you could see a 1-1. I mean, this could be another extra time. I know we only had the one extra time in the previous round, but I definitely could see this one getting to extra time as well. But maybe a slight advantage to England, but Norway have shown that they can play with anyone, so I would not be surprised if the Norwegians took this one as well. So this is a very tight one to call. But, maybe a slight edge to England in this one, but not by much.
Well, it does look like the sharps here, Dane, have they jumped all over the under at 2.5. And
really?
The money seems to have come in to minus 130 now and across the boards here. So the under at 2.5, I think, kind of goes towards what Charles is saying here. Don't expect a monster shootout, possibly 1-0 kind of situation or 2-0, that kind of thing, Dane.
Yeah, that's interesting. And remember, the totals are also regulation only, right, Charles? Correct me if I'm wrong, Charles. So if it goes 1-1 and then let's say England scores in extra time to make it a 2-1 final in extra time, I still hit on an under 2.5. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You cashed an under ticket. Absolutely.
No, are there
so
any,
it sounds like let me just ask him this. When you say this illness is going around, Charles, might that hurt England, especially if it goes to extra time and they need, you know, another 30 minutes? Could that be what Norway is even trying to play for, to kind of run them ragged and then maybe get them at extra time?
Possibly. That's something that I'm monitoring. I got news of that the last day or so, and there were some key players that potentially could miss out. They're going to be game time decisions, but we'll pretty much know probably at the final hour, kind of like the U.S. did yesterday, swapping all 11 starters, and then Panama within 30 minutes of the start. So, I think that they're going to withhold that as long as they can until they're required to give their starting 11s, and then we'll probably see some swings in the lines at that time. So that's something that I'm all those that have a keen interest in this match should definitely monitor as closely as possible.
Yeah, both center backs, Steph Houghton and Millie Bright, are the ones that are questionable dealing with the illnesses there. So that could very well change the game for them. And tomorrow, listen, game changer, it's all the marbles. Everyone's had this game circled here, Charles, USA versus France. Obviously, USA continues to take some money in here, minus 160, minus 165 to advance, France plus 140. But can we be honest, neither one of these two teams has looked especially sharp here over the last couple of matches. So are you leaning one way or the other in this game?
Yeah, both have been lethargic, to say the best. You know, and that being played in Paris is a big advantage to France, even though I have not been a fan of them at all. In fact, I had liked Brazil to get them, and I thought maybe they could clip them once they got the extra time, but unfortunately it wasn't to be. But I would definitely lean to the U.S. women. I could see another 1-0 type of matchup. Well, it could also be another. If I would say any one of them was going to get an extra time and penalties just because they're so close to each other, I think this one stands the best chance to go through the gauntlet of extra time and possibly go to penalties and maybe a 1-1 type of matchup. This is the one I really have circled to, because we're going to see one of these get the penalties. It happens every time. So out of one of these four matchups, one of them is going to get the penalties. So this is the one I think that they're so closely matched up that this is the one I think it would probably, we could see 1-1 in regulation, go through extra, and then go to penalties.
Hey, Charles, you know, we've talked a lot about the U.S. We talked a lot about France. Give me somebody, you know, I've been mentioning Germany as on the other side of that bracket that you could still get at 4-1 to win it all. Who do you think, you know, you said that USA and France have on some level underwhelmed so far. You know, who's impressed you so far in this tournament? Who's playing over their head? Who might be a nice little sleeper to take it all down?
Oh, yeah, that's it for Germany. I've loved how the Germans have progressed, and they potentially will get their best player back that got injured in the first game. So Germany definitely can play with France or the United States. They're two-time winners of the World Cup. So they have gotten better since their first match, and they have done what you want to do in a tournament format. And I think their matchup with Sweden, I could definitely see them winning 1-0, 2-0 type of situation. Sweden just they're best on the counterattack. I don't think that they're going to produce much against this German outfit. So absolutely, I would not be surprised to see Germany take it all. When it's all said and done, because they have definitely been the side that has advanced and gotten better through this process.
It's interesting, too, as I'm looking at the numbers here. You know, Germany hasn't conceded a goal yet in the World Cup. They've outscored everyone 9-0 to this particular point. And the total in that game against Sweden, and I'm guessing the line makers don't expect a lot of scoring. It's 2. And the juice.
I think it's 2-0. I think it's 2-0 in that one. Yeah.
It's crazy that they barely expect that. So maybe a 1-0 victory in that game there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yep.
1-0 would work there too. And then of course, I guess, you know, a lot of people like Italy too, after they took down China here over the weekend. You know, what do you think of Italy's chances too at +140 going on against the Netherlands there?
I love Italy. Then if we're going to see goals, I think this is really the matchup that we'll see the best chance for goals, even though it's going to be a pretty much a home game for the Netherlands side, being only 100 miles from the Netherland border where they're going to be playing at. But so Italy will be up against it, but they have shown no fear. In fact, I thought that China might give them the way everything looked, the way the lines moved. You know, all the money was coming in on the Italians, and it was moving towards the Chinese, but still they won 2-0. So I think they have enough firepower to hang with this Dutch side. So I would not be surprised at all to see the Italians progress. Even though the Netherlands women are, they are very well rehearsed at playing together. So I think that's going to be the most exciting match that we're going to get.
All right. Charles Michel, twosportsinvestors.com, at ROICapper1 on Twitter. Make sure you tail him. Charles, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for the time. Looking forward to to crowning a champion, man.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Jeff.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. Since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
All right, it's time to get into the game, guys, with DraftKings Sportsbooks, where listeners of this show can get a risk-free bet of up to $500. It's pretty simple. Here's how it works. You just create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, you make a deposit, and then you place your first bet, DraftKings. They'll match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK and get in the game. It's sportsgrid.com/DK. However, you need to act quickly. This offer is not going to be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. And welcome in here to the to Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, as we take a look here at what is on the slate for today's games. And of course, last night we noticed that favorites went 8-7 in Major League Baseball straight up. However, there was some money to be made there last night, Dane. Three of those dogs that ended up taking care of business last night cashed it better than 2-1. You had the White Sox at +320 taking down the Red Sox and Chris Sale. You had the Pirates +215 over the Astros, and the Mariners were +200 over the Brewers. So there were a lot of money line and run line chalk parlays that got blown up there last night once those three games ended up hitting. But the overs also went 8-7. And we told you, of course, that Vanderbilt beat Michigan 8-2. They won the College World Series. And that's their second title now in the last 5 years. They also have a runner-up in there. They were -210 favorites in that game. The over was 8.5, and that cashed. Vandy was a 3-1, I think, co-favorite to start the College World Series. So it was a little chalky. They were -300 to beat the University of Michigan in the final series. All of that came to fruition. But all in all, it was a pleasure watching the college game from the standpoint of fundamentals. We talked about it, Dane, where guys actually, you know, they hit the other way. They don't, not everyone's trying to hit home runs, and they right. turn double plays. They do hit and runs. They take the extra base. It was actually, it was like, wow, a baseball game. Look at this here. And today, as you take a look at the card here, yesterday, we know, was a getaway day for a lot of teams.
Yep.
Yankees, Red Sox, they are, they're on their way. We told you, to London for a weekend series. So they've got the day off, but when you look around the card here today, Dane, what pops off the what pops off to you here?
Yeah, I'm riding Walker Buehler. He has been absolutely ridiculous in his last few starts. Okay, over the last month, Joe, Walker Buehler is pitching to a 0.61 whip. That's lower than Max Scherzer. That's lower than anybody. And in his last start, Joe, he was facing the Colorado Rockies. He went a complete game, which doesn't happen much anymore, in a victory. He struck out 16, Joe. He struck out 16. And this time, though, it is in Coors Field. Okay, so that's fine for the over. If you want to play the over, that's fine. But, you know, that also means the Dodgers bats will be in Coors Field, okay? And this guy struck out 16. The thin air doesn't matter if you strike out, Joe. You know what I'm saying? And he's up against that kid, Peter Lambert, the rookie.
Yes.
Had a few good starts, but has not faced an offense like the Los Angeles Dodgers just yet. I'm going to – listen, he's a big favorite, but I'm going to lay the run line. I'm going to lay the 1.5 to get it at, I believe, minus 130 if I lay the 1.5. I'm all over Walker Buehler. I'm going to be taking his starts until he bucks me. Okay. He has been absolutely ridiculous. I'll take Walker Buehler every start -1.5 until it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. It's, that's going to be a fun day. And don't forget too, because Colorado, just went to LA, right? Over the last week or so, and they lost three walk-off games there. Walk-offs. Now they're at home. Yeah. And all by rookies for the Dodgers. So, Colorado, one of the best hitting teams in the league. They certainly have a home field advantage of sorts, I guess, but maybe not when you're going up against a team that can mash just as well as you can. It'll be fun to watch.
Been the best pitcher in baseball over the last month and a half. Absolutely. So I'm going to go with that.
Absolutely. And if anybody can get it done, guys like Buehler can absolutely do it.
Yep.
One of the other games too that you might as well take a look at here, as I'm looking at the over under is. Call me crazy, but it's only 10 or 10 and a half, rather. The Mariners and Brewers, Leak going up against Anderson. Do I need to tell you how many games over the Mariners have played this year? In fact, if I'm not mistaken, the numbers are just it's not even close. The Mariners play at just a totally, totally different total level than everybody else. In fact, let me get the updated odds. The Mariners are 56-25-3 over under. So 56 games of theirs have already gone to the over, 25 under, and three have been a push. And guys, they're 37-47. So if you are looking maybe for a totals bet to go over today, it's in Milwaukee, and it's not like Milwaukee can't mash. Mike Leake, I don't know if you think he's going to drop anybody down, but I would expect a possible very first five over, full game over kind of situation there. The Mariners have been pure gold to the over this year, so I don't think that's going to change while they're on the road in an interleague game to the Milwaukee Brewers, who, let's face it, they could put up 8 runs in the first 3 innings themselves there, couldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I like that one. Listen, you know, that's a home run hitting park. You got home run hitting teams. Those pitchers do not scare me. We've been talking all season about runs, runs, runs. Sure, give me the over on that one. I'm excited to do that one. Hey, Joe, am I crazy? I heard Charles Michel in our last segment. Okay.
Sure.
And if I want to take this soccer match today, this Norway-England game, and I take the draw and the under, and I kind of parlay them, I get 5-1 on my money if I take the draw and the under. Like, I need a 1-1 or a zip-zip and it's to go to extra time. The draw's at plus 230. The under 2.5. If I parlay them both, that it goes to extra time and it's a low scoring, I could turn, you know, I get like 5-1. Am I crazy?
Right. Listen, it didn't sound like goals were going to be. Yeah, it wasn't going to be a goal.
Apparently is running rampant with the England women.
Yeah, and I think a lot is going to be determined about the availability of those center backs there. Can they for England? Because they're two of their star players. So are they going to be available? Right. If they can't, if they're not going to go, I do think the approach to that game might change up a little bit there, Dane. So, you know, I there could be a...
10 goals by baseball. Yeah, play, right.
Yes, I think that's a change, but we'll probably know closer to match time, which is 3 o'clock there. But hey, listen, anytime you get 5-1 in two plays there, and both are, to me, above average chances of that happening, 1-0, 2-0. Yeah, guess what, man? You are you're cashing in all day long, and the health of that team is really going to be, and it's not It's not hamstrings, ankles, the toes, that kind of things. Right. It's simply an illness. So will they have the IVs working? Will they be, you know, that remains to be seen. And even if they do play game, what are they going to be? What kind of shape are they going to be in? You know, that's...
This might be one of those, you like to bet first half and second half. Second
yes.
half, it looks like these sick, tired women in the heat and humidity. It might, you know, especially as they can just go to extra time, you know, that could be a way to play it, like not goal, no goal scored in the second half kind of thing.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you got to be kidding me. It's I think there's some opportunities for sure to be able to navigate that, especially knowing that some of these ladies are going to be they're not going to be at full strength. So which I think makes it a little bit closer. But it didn't sound from Charles that he was expecting 5-4 here. Didn't expect a whole lot of things. He does expect
the only one for goals.
Yeah, and the U.S. He thinks the U.S. and France are going to be as almost a dead heat, really, and maybe we could be going to penalty kicks type of situation
there.
Germany. But
he likes Germany.
Yeah, he does.
Talking about Germany as that future bet on the other side of the bracket at 4-1. He also says that they have improved their form as the tournament goes on. That's what you like to see, a hot team.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's going to be fun to watch how this all unfolds there. You do have some powerhouses that are left in here. I know a lot has been made about the U.S. and the France team, but let's face it, man, Germany, Italy, these are teams that have been there, that have done that. Keep in mind what he said about the Netherlands, too, being that's a home game, essentially, right? He said, not that far away. So that means there's going to be a lot of homers in there. So that's an interesting point. In that game there today. But, I mean, if you're going to bet it today, Dane, you're going to go ahead. I kind of like your approach there. Sit there and take a look at the draw, which is only cashed in once, I think you said, right, this tournament?
Only once in the first round. But Charles was saying in these four games, he expects penalty kicks at somewhere. So,
yes.
You know, I mean, it's at plus 230. And then there's that underplay. My only question right now, Joe, is do I parlay them for 5-1 or do I bet them both individually, the draw and the under?
Ooh.
You know, I'm about to go on vacation, Joe. I need some cash.
I was going to say, man, which way are you going to go there? You know? Which way are you leaning there, man? I like the 5-1. Anytime you can get 5-1 on two bets that make pretty good sense, where the implied probability tells us that you got a good shot of that happening on the world stage.
That'd be crazy to do both?
I don't think you would be.
And bet them individually?
Listen, man, how confident are you, man? How confident are you?
Well, Charles has not really led us astray. I like what Charles is saying.
I do, too, man. I do, too. I would expect a tight match either way. 3 o'clock, a little something to do here in the afternoon. When is your flight leaving, tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, like the first flight. It's like 7 a.m. tomorrow. So, you know, I got to wake up like always. But, you know, by the way, Joe, by the time I talk to you next time, it'll be July 8th. The U.S. women will have won the World Cup. Kyrie
That's
Irving
correct.
Will be a Brooklyn Net. And Tyreek Hill will be suspended for... 4 games.
Oh, I love that. And you know what? There's no point. Book it right now. Go ahead and see what you can get with the odds on all of those things, because trust me, Dane's going to be stuck in Jamaica, not know what the hell's going on in the rest of the world.
I'll find time to make some plays when I got Wi-Fi. And then I go over to California. I'll be back in the country, though, by next week. Yeah.
All right, so he's by the time he gets back to the country, Kawhi's going to be a Laker. We're going to have we're gonna have the Netherlands as the World Cup champion.
Right, it's there just, you go.
It's just there crazy. I would look as the dog of the day, though, and I hate to do this, guys, but I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to go Miami at plus 180 today, taking on Strasburg.
I was looking at that.
I like it, man. I like it. It's listen, Miami is playing some of the best baseball they've played all year. They are at home, and I've told you those final games in Miami for guys, they tend to kind of overdo it their last day because they know they're leaving. So South Beach comes into play, and usually some of the guys tend to go out. Yeah, especially if they have an afternoon game this night. So I'm just saying, you may want to take a look at the Miami Marlins at a plus 180, and I'm going to ride them until there's no reason not to ride them. Give me the Texas Rangers at minus 118 over Detroit. Sweep the series there, man. It's they've won the first two for me, and I think they're going to win the last one for me as well. All right, guys, Morning After is next. Dane, enjoy your vacation. Be safe, my man. We'll
Thanks,
see you
brother,
when
man.
You get back. Yeah, we'll be back again tomorrow.
I will not drink doing it for sure. I'll tell you that.
You are so full of crap. He is definitely drinking. He's just sneaking it in. Good luck, guys.
All right, see you guys.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
We told you yesterday, of course, our friends over at the FanDuel Sportsbook in New Jersey had released some college football win totals. In fact, all of them. And I knew you were going to love this, Dane, by your alma mater, the Syracuse Orange.
Yeah, they're like 5.5, right?
I can tell you, Dane, if you have not taken the over 5.5 yet, if you have not bet it, I know you're leaving for Jamaica there, manana.
Yeah.
Make sure before you leave, go ahead and put a few bucks down on the over there because what did they finish?
10-3 to 6.5. What if I tell you it's 6.5?
It's going to drive me crazy. I got him winning at least 7 games. And so that's why I thought 5.5 was extremely, was just ridiculous here. First of all, you love the coach, don't you? Don't you love the way the program is heading? Dino Babers, Syracuse finished 10-3 last year. They even took
Clemson on the ropes too, by the way.
Exactly, on the road. And they won the Camping World Bowl. They won their bowl game too. And I can tell you, they finished in plus 13 with turnovers, too. This was a very well-coached, very well-rounded team. If you're going to tell me this team is going to go from 10-3 in 2018 to 5-7 in 2019, I would say that something drastically would have to go wrong there for Dino Babers. And I'm sorry, man.
I drastically might go wrong.
Go ahead.
They just graduated their quarterback, though, Joe, who was like kind of one of the all-time quarterbacks for Syracuse, okay? Was kind of quietly one of the best quarterbacks the school has ever had, and they graduated him. So he's gone. So I don't know, and honestly, I don't know if they had some kind of stud in waiting or a recruit or anything like that. But when you know, that could be the difference of a few wins, Joe, and that would be the thing that I would look at. They did lose their quarterback to graduation, and he was, you know, kind of one of the best and helped lead kind of this turnaround or renaissance for the program. I know the coach and the AD had a big part to it, but when you lose your senior quarterback that was kind of a big boy, that could be the difference in the win total.
Yeah, no difference. You're not losing five games because you lost a quarterback that you knew you were losing the entire time. And this is why coaching is so important and recruiting is so important in college, because Dino Babers, regardless, everywhere he has coached, he has increased his win total year after year after year after year. And the reason being is because he does spend an awful lot of time on the defensive side of the ball, too. Their defense is going to be... They're returning studs, when I tell you. Their defense, the reason they were plus 13 last year, a lot of that was because of what the defense did. And I'm looking at the schedule here, Dean. Look at this. They're going to be at least 5 or 6 point favorites in games against Liberty, Western Michigan, Holy Cross, Boston College, Louisville, and Wake Forest. So I would say maybe coin flips against NC State, Pitt, Florida State, and Duke. So even if they lost every coin flip, right? Even if they lost every one of those games there, you're still going to go over the win total. Yeah. So I'm sorry. The 5.5 opening up, and even what are they at? 6.5 now?
6.5.
I still see them. It's still a bet to me, even at 6.5, because I see this team winning at least, worst case scenario, 7 games, probably closer 8 to 9. So it's a bet that you definitely want to consider, Dane. Hop all over them and get it going, man. I mean, because I just don't understand that whole 5.5, 6.5 thing with a team that has a great coach, great recruiting, great defense. And it's kind of an interesting place to play there in Syracuse, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it can get loud.